Have you noticed all the makeup tutorials filling up social media? I had no idea women needed so many shades of contouring, highlighter, and bronzer. It's amazing. I'm not sure how we've made it through all these years of wearing makeup using just one bottle of foundation and maybe some concealer. We want to put our best face forward, but what about what lies beneath? No matter how perfect the face, the emotions will rule. And those are the colors we end up showing to those around us. We may say, color me in love, color me curious, or color me beautiful, when in fact, the color we may actually be is bitter. Bitterness is not a pretty color. It may not be so easily seen at first, but in time, it oozes out from every single perfectly made up pore. Hurts, unresolved offenses, judgments we make on others that are mostly rooted out of our own insecurities, unmet expectations, or maybe we're angry at God because life has not dealt us the hand we were hoping for. Color me bitter. It breaks my heart to see someone carrying bitterness. It's a heavy weight no soul was ever meant to carry. Instead of walking through life with grace, forgiveness, love, and communication, some choose to fill their life baggage full of bitterness. As a result, sarcasm, avoidance, and sharp arrows become their method of communication, wounding everyone in their path. No matter what color anyone tries to put on us, still we choose the color we ultimately wear. My prayer is we would be a people colored by love. 1 Corinthians 13, 4-7. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. Bitterness cannot remain where love abounds. A heart transformed by the redeeming grace and love of Jesus should have no room for bitterness, anger, and strife. We talk a lot about love in the month of February, but how often do we look deep into our own heart and ask ourselves, am I patient? Does my life and how I communicate to others show kindness? Do I scroll and find my heart envious of what others have? When I have lunch or coffee with someone, do I talk way more about myself without stopping for just 1 minute to turn the attention to who I'm with and ask how they are doing? How's work? How's your family? How can I pray for you today? Do I store away more treasures on earth, all for the sake of appearance, perception, and status, instead of storing up treasures in heaven by giving away more than I get? Do I dishonor those I know, or even those I don't, by slanderous speech, rude comments, broad stroke judgments, and words laced with hate? Do I hang on to every single wrong done to me? Do I have a short fuse? Do I in any way delight in evil or praise things that go against God? Am I hopeful? Am I steadfast? And do I run this mountain and valley race of life with a steady heart of peace, trusting in the one who holds it all? Love never fails. It's how God loves you and me, and how we are to love others. That's the truth. Wipe off any color or shade of bitterness that may be coming to the surface in your life. May we all take a look in the mirror and with a renewed heart say, color me loved. I'm Lori Klein.